Yeah, I just wanted to say I grew up 10 miles from Greensburg, and I still have family that live there. And you guys will not believe how fast the community will step in and chip in and help out, and everything will be back to normal. And I just want to say, send out my heartfelt concern for everybody that is still trying to put their lives back together after this disaster.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough time, but they'll get through it.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call and let everybody know that I'm thinking about them at home.
We appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck
Bye.
To you and your family. Sticks in the morning, go ahead.
Hi, about that whole driving through water thing?
Yeah.
I think if people can, I mean, you know, if they know how to do it right, they should be okay.
How do you do it right?
I drive through water all the time. Like, I mean, I live by a river, so when it rains and stuff, it floods, and if we want to get through, you know, we have to go through water. But I think people need to know how, like, how deep it would be. You know, like, they need to know the roads and stuff and be able to see. I live on a gravel road, so be able to see where the ditch line is.
Yeah, when you live out in an area and you're used to it, it's just, yeah, when people are driving around city streets and you don't have every street memorized like you probably do around your area.
Yeah.
You know, it's real easy that you're going to go to an area you don't know, think you're going into a puddle, and suddenly you're in a couple feet of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the area is like up there. I've only been to Manhattan once or whatever. Mm-hmm. I live outside Emporia. And, I live right by a river. And, I mean, there are some places in Emporia where people can get, like, swept off or whatever. And they try to close those parts off so people don't go through them. But I know if it's moving, like, really fast and stuff, people probably shouldn't try to go through it, even if it's not very deep.
Yeah, I'd say most people probably shouldn't. You may have a special situation and know your area really well and can do that, but I'd say for most people, stay the hell away.
Yeah, when my dad gets off work, actually, I'm going to go out to my house with him, and the river's up and the roads are covered, so. But we're going to be taking his truck, and it sits, you know, up kind of higher, so.
All right, well, be careful.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We're talking weather this morning. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say this is the worst vacation ever.
Are you on vacation now?
Yeah. I'm home from the Army for the next 2 weeks, and the whole time it's been raining. It just sucks. I just got home from training.
Oh, and then are you going out after that?
Yeah, I'm just heading my duty station out in Fort Lewis, but...
Oh, okay. But, you get the pleasure of spending a...
What's that?
You get the pleasure of spending a couple weeks in just the worst weather we've had all year, huh?
Oh, it sucks. I'm sorry, but this state sucks.
Well, I'm sorry you have that impression of it, bro. It's been bad to you guys so far. I mean, so many people in the Army just got here. And it just got it dumped on them.
Well, I've been living here 7 years. I mean, and this is the worst I've ever seen it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, man. Yeah, I'm glad you said that because it's not like this every year. It's usually quite tame.
Anyway, I just wanted to say the weather sucks, and thank you. I listen to you every morning.
Well, we appreciate that, man. Thanks for listening.
All right, bye.
Take care. Stooks in the morning.
Yeah, I have a little comment about the weather. I moved here from Seattle a year ago, and Seattle has such a bad rap on rain, but what's up with this? I thought I moved here to get out of the rain.
Yeah, you know what? You would have if you would have been here, last year or the year before. I mean, we had a long stretch there where we were having droughts, you know? I mean, it wasn't raining at all. So at first, like, wow, this rain is really good. We've gotten a lot of rain, and it's better for the farmers and everything. And then it froze, and then the
Maybe
rain came
the
back.
Maybe I brought the rain from Seattle to you guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.